Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about buckle up on construction equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We often give a lot of importance to the safety of heavy equipment, but when it comes to the safety of the operator, we perhaps do not think much about it, which is not wrong. It is not that we do not consider the safety of the operator to be very important, but it is that some reason has always taken a back seat, and even the operator is not much bothered about it. You can hardly find any construction company who will ask his operator to buckle up his seatbelt while he is working on the construction equipment. Though it's considered to be one of the most important safety processes to follow, but not many operators take it serious. Buckling up on the construction equipment can prevent from colliding with the window of the machine when the machine hits something hard while in motion. However, people who drive trucks are often found wearing their seatbelts. It is therefore to be understood that people are of the opinion that chances of accidents happening while working on construction equipment is far lesser than it is while driving a truck on the road. People may have believed that since they are driving on the highway where there are other vehicles that move at very high speed, there is always a chance of an accident. Therefore, buckling up can end up saving their lives. But when it comes to heavy equipment, they see that in a different way. They then feel that there is no point in buckling up when you do not have other construction equipment working at the same time. Therefore, there will be no collision. However, they forget the fact that while working in the construction machine, one has to go through a lot of jerks, and if they can't handle those jerks properly, then there is a chance for them to come rolling down from the cab to the ground. Though such types of incidents are quite rare in nature, but one can't dismiss its volatility. Now, there are some heavy equipment on which you have to buckle up while you're working inside the cab. The seat of the machine is positioned in such a way that you will fall if you do not buckle yourself properly. These seats are known as a skid steer suspension seat. Operators who work on excavators feel that it is a must to wear their seat belts for them. The machine keeps on jumping, and one finds it extremely difficult to work if he is not buckled up. The excavators who work on bumpy surfaces, therefore, is bouncing a lot, which makes the operator to lose his seat every now and then. He will not be able to operate the machine if he is not able to position himself well in the seat, and therefore, it becomes a must for the operators of the excavator to wear seat belts. Some construction companies are very stingy when it comes to buckling up the construction equipment. They just do not want any sort of untoward incident to take place for a silly reason why not buckling up. So please, people, all operators, buckle up. It is very important. There's so many things that happen when you turn over a machine. You follow the cab, the machine can fall on you. You know, you got to buckle up and stay in that cab. It's very safe in those cabs. All right, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.